Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Tuesday, Linda's on assignment. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:05 here on the 21st of September. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. I got Jared here at the helm.
Good morning.
You're looking dapper.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So, would you like to start? Would you like to start with the what national day it is? Would you like to start with the weather? What would you like?
Let's do the weather. It's currently 62 degrees here downtown. Today, we're going to see a high of 96, a low of 60. Tomorrow, a high of 91, a low of 61. Thursday, a high of 94, a low of 63. On Friday, a high of 97, a low of 61. Saturday, a high around 93 with a low of 59. And Sunday, a high around 91 with a low of 57.
Okay, the air quality index is 3, which is good.
Yeah, yeah, it's nice and clear out there.
Yeah, it is. It's beautiful. Could this mean with the rains and the other things and the fires? I mean, the fires are still going. They're, you know, they're heading for the Sequoia Forest. Well, they've cleaned out a lot of the stuff there. They've protected, like, the General Sherman tree and other trees. You know, General Sherman tree, of course, is about 2,500 years old, and they've got fire blankets around it. But it's so huge. You know, so they've got it up probably 10 feet in the air, wrapped around, hoping that that will, if the fire's coming through, if it comes through slowly on the ground, it's not a big thing to Sequoia. I mean, they probably won't even feel it. It's only if it's the raging ones that hit the tops. But it's still, I don't like to think about it, you know, burning through the old Sequoia forest, the old forest. What national day is it today?
It's a New York day.
Okay, forget that. Throw it away. Throw it away. Well, you know, that's not true. Linda and I probably had one of our very best getaways was in New York City. It was perfect. Everything was perfect, from the flight to the room to everything we did. It was perfect. People friendly. The weather was great. We were really blessed on that four-day trip. It was super. In fact, so I take it back what I said. Unless you're talking about the former Governor Cuomo or Bill de Blasio or those kinds. I know you could add Trump to that, right?
I guess so. I don't really think about it in those ways.
Yeah, but, well, anyway. The weather and all the other information that you just got right then, the AQI, and then the useless information about New York. Is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that's been around for a couple of decades. All the propane comes out of one tank, my friends, so it's the customer service that makes the difference, and that's Shasta Gas Propane. They work hard for their customers. They've provided 100-gallon tanks to those that were burnt out in a car fire and other fires so that they don't have to change out those 7-gallon tanks if they're back on their property while they're rebuilding in a RV or something. They've won awards for hiring veterans. This is Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Okay. I can't help myself. I really can't. I'll start out with good news, though. The store was on last Monday, a week ago Monday. They talked about they had just bought the old board store down here. The one that had the skiing and
Board Mart.
Board Mart. They bought Board Mart. And they are moving from their present location, and they'll be there, I think, by the end of September this month. I think is what they were saying. That's going to be tough. But they're going to get in there because it gives them much more room to do everything they wanted to do, you know, have a coffee bar, wine tasting, have their own areas back there for manufacturing, the whole shebang. So they're going to be moving. The Out West Furniture down here in Cypress. Are you familiar with that? Where that is? Not Cypress, but Eureka.
No, I'm not sure.
Okay. If you're looking at the Dutch Bros, the one right down the street here, and you casually face to the east, I'm sorry, the west, it's this big building that sells furniture, Western type furniture, the big stuff. They've sold their business, or they're going out of business after 20 years. And the Resners, who owned the Dutch Bros here, have bought that building. And it appears that they're going to make their headquarters right there on Cypress Avenue. The other things that are happening around here in Redding, a hydrogen fuel company called Alley Power Incorporated, is planning on, or showing a great deal of interest, expected to sign a purchase and sale agreement. And they're the latest company to buy land out there, despite everything that's going on. Stillwater's selling like crazy. Yeah, the company is headquartered in Hyattsville, Maryland, and they provide a green hydrogen fuel and develops hydrogen fuel stations. They want to build a hydrogen fueling station, the first of its kind in Northern California, and a DC fast-charging electric vehicle station. They don't know how much it's going to, how many people are going to be working there, but it's another company out there in Stillwater. And then, of course, Vitality Bowls. Have you ever heard of Vitality Bowls? It's a major chain.
Never.
Where it used to be barbecue. Used to be barbecue going everywhere. Now I see all these Vitality Bowls type stores coming in. And this one is going to be in the Mount Shasta Mall. And it's Healthy Bowls is the, bowls of food is the latest in, when you start talking about, the health industry. Like, the Akai Bowl. Have you ever had Akai?
I'm aware of what it is, but no.
Yo yourself.
Isn't that acai?
Oh. Acai? Is that how you pronounce it?
I think so. I acai. Could be wrong.
Really? Okay. Have you ever had an acai bowl?
No.
Have you ever eaten any?
I don't believe so.
No. If you put a lot of sugar on it, it tastes pretty good. And 14 other bowls, including the Vitality Bowl, the Immunity Bowl, the Superfood Bowl. I'm not sure. Those smoothies. What is that smoothie chain? The big one here in town. Anyway, they have these healthy smoothies and has.
What is it about Jamba Juice?
Jamba Juice. Oh, yeah, okay. They have all these healthy slurpy smoothie things, including SIA drinks.
They have like a. What is that? It's like a grass that you put in? Wheat grass, too?
No. Don't get me started on wheat grass. I love wheat grass. Anyway, what else is going on in our town? Softech, builds components for electric cars. And they've got over 100 employees. It's moving downtown also. And Palomar Builders is selling to J.R. Dunlap. Jeb Allen and wife are going to finally retire. They retired for a while, and then they came back. He said, no, this time it's my, this time we're really retiring. So they're selling the rest of the, they're finishing some homes up and selling the rest of the subdivision properties to this other company out of the, I think out of Arizona. So a lot of stuff going on downtown. And we're going to take a break. We come back. I can't help it. I've got to talk about... I said I wasn't going to, but I got to talk about the Met Gala, $30,000 a ticket. But what I want to talk about is, it's fine if you can afford $30,000 a ticket, but what happened there? And I will probably gloss over the Emmys. And I want to talk about immigration. And also I want to talk about the comment made by the White House press secretary on illegal aliens and vaccinations. All of this when we come back. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. locally owned, locally operated, local board of directors. They've been helping move people's dreams forward since the day they opened. They've got three branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way. Of course, the one downtown here at 1845 California Street and the main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Disclaimer, we do business with Bank Cornerstone. In fact, we're moving more business over to them. We're very happy with the way we're treated there and the service we get at Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back.
Listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At the Wagner Law Group, their goal as a fire victims law firm is to advocate for those who have been victimized by Pacific Gas and Electric Company's negligence. The Wagner Law Group has been rated the number one fire attorney group in Northern California and has low contingency fees. So, if you or your loved ones have been affected by the Dixie or Zog fires, contact the Wagner Law Group today. Call 833-200-7111. That's 833-200-7111. What a great way to start your day with a 5K at Turtle Bay. The annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk starts at 9:30 a.m. Saturday, October 9th at Turtle Bay and winds along the scenic Sacramento River and across the Sundial Bridge. There will be three different waves of activity. The first is a race wave for those who are competitive, a second wave, a run wave for those who like to run for fun, and a third wave, a walk wave for those who prefer a leisurely stroll. Whether you like to run or walk, sign up today for the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk for only $35 for the run and $25 for the walk at carenet.redding.org. Proceeds will go to CareNet, a nonprofit crisis pregnancy center here in Redding. Once you sign up online, you'll receive a link to create your own fundraising page where you can also draw support from those who are unable to attend. There will be a free pancake breakfast courtesy of the Knights of Columbus following the race for participants. It's a great way to start your day with the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk at Turtle Bay, Saturday, October 9th at 9:30 a.m. Sign up online today at carenet.redding.org.
On over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Redding. Buy five car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean is a family-owned business. They offer only the highest quality service. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Redding. Quick and Clean.
Check in.
Up ahead in the distance.
but you can't check out Hotel California. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. 719. It's about, oh gosh, your air quality index is so good. I even hesitate to mention it. You can run out today and run around the block, breathing deeply. Take your dogs out. Take your horses out. Let everybody breathe deep. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Crackmaster Windshield Repair is a true artisan when it comes to fixing your windshield. It's a veteran-owned business that guarantees his work, doesn't take chances with your safety. Fixed a crack in my windshield in 2007. Still can't see it. Oh, yeah, that's a long time ago. You can get a free evaluation consultation from Jeff Wurst. And by just, you know, give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment or stop by 3208 South Market Street. That's Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay. Now, if you're drinking coffee, I want you to put it down beside you. Do not be drinking hot coffee when I talk about this next subject, because you could be an explosive burst of coffee through your nose, which could be dangerous to you. Grab a hold. The White House conceded Monday they were not requiring border crossers to show proof of vaccination, even though the government requires proof of vaccine or negative corona test for other travelers into the United States. And all of us in the United States, including kids. Five and above, we're going to start pumping the vaccine into you. When asked about the apparent double standard on vaccination requirements, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said, illegal immigrants and migrants crossing the border were not intending to stay in the United States. She said that without breaking up, without grabbing her sides and laughing. She just looked straight out at the audience and said that. That's because they're not intending to stay in the United States. You've got nearly 15,000 immigrants from Haiti underneath the bridge in Del Rio, Texas. Under the bridge in Del Rio, Texas. 15,000. They're not intending to stay. Well, what are they doing there? She said there was a double standard for migrants crossing into the United States and American citizens working for private businesses with over 100 employees under the Biden administration's vaccine mandates. Though I did hear this one guy in Nevada said, I've got 106 employees. This is going to cost me money. It's going to cost me time. It's going to cost me so much to try and get all this done. I'll have half of them quit. How do I get rid of six employees? How do you think he did it? Jared.
Laid them off?
Nope. Walked out in the parking lot, and everybody he saw with a Biden sticker, he fired.
All right.
Okay. Okay, I think that's an old joke. Ron, good morning.
Good morning.
Am I losing it here?
I've got a question here.
Okay.
What happened to Colonel Denny Gillum on the...
Okay, morning? You know what? Let me tell you about the meeting we had yesterday. I had every one of my engineers and producers in. This is what happened. We have a software and hardware system called Arrakis that runs all of the programs. I'm glad you asked, because we had an hour-long meeting on this yesterday. And on Saturday morning, and see, every day we have to put the traffic in for the next day. Everything goes into a computer, and it's loaded into this system, the Arrakis system. That plays every commercial at a certain time. Every commercial here has to be scheduled. Every show has to be scheduled, because a lot of them come off like his does off a satellite feed. Or another feed where they're loaded into the system and they play on that specific time. Somehow, on Saturday morning, the Arrakis blanked out the 6 to 8 o'clock hour. We have no idea. We're talking to Arrakis right now. They're trying to say that obviously it was a user error, but you can't make a clock go blank. You literally have to go in there and go through like seven or eight steps to build a clock. So you can't accidentally push a button, if you understand what I mean.
Okay.
So we sent that back to them. So they're working on that right now. But it just arbitrarily, on that one show, clicked it off. Now, sometimes shows don't get sent to us.
Mm-hmm.
But if that happens, the machine tells you that.
Okay.
So it was totally a hardware glitch, software glitch, and we are not ending his show at all. We love his show.
Okay, I do too. That's what I'm kind of concerned about.
No, don't worry about it. No, nothing's happened to Denny. It was, okay. And I've got two engineers, on the phone with Arrakis or sending emails. I even sent an email to them. When they tried to tell me it was user error, I said it wasn't user error. There's something. I said, think out of your box because this happened.
Okay, I can tell you what probably happened, or my opinion is.
Okay.
You know, he has quite a lot to say.
Nah.
He's probably saying things that the Biden administration...
See, you're talking to Carl here. I run this station. Linda and I run this station. Nobody's going to tell us who to have on this show.
No, but he is saying things, and it's probably irritating them, and maybe somehow they pulled a switch or did something to knock him off the air.
No, it just doesn't. I understand what you're saying. And is there censorship in our society? Absolutely, buddy. Would they do it if they could? Absolutely, Ron.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, you know, it's in the medical field, they say if you hear the sound of hooves, look for horses.
Okay.
Right? Not zebras. It's the zebras that cause the most problems. If they're looking for horses and it's a zebra doing it, you're in trouble. And in this case, we go by that somehow that machine for that day. See, if they dumped Denny's show, which is you know, a military-oriented, and he does say a lot of things. However, then why aren't they doing it to Levin? Why aren't they doing it to they never did it to Rush. So, no, I don't think so.
Okay.
It was just be like me and realize that was a glitch that happened. It's happened one time with this machine.
Okay. Well, I was disappointed. Anyhow, I'm glad that he hasn't been.
I'm glad I had a chance to explain that, because when that happened Saturday, you know, I went to high hover on this one.
Okay.
You know, because, you know, somebody's pushing the button wrong. And we've just lost a two-hour show, because the other thing that happens with it is all of a sudden we play all of our breaks at one time. So all of a sudden there's nothing but commercials. And then something else we have as a backup feeds in. So there won't be 2 hours of nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, because we have backups like that. But, no, in this case, we're trying to figure that out. They're trying to figure out, the people that built this system.
Okay.
And we're on top of that. But we're sorry. But thank you for calling in. Let me apologize to everybody.
Thank you for the explanation, because I was disappointed. But anyway, okay, thank you.
Okay, partner. You know, you can, if for everybody, if you know, a lot of these people have websites too. If you miss a show, you can go there. We do not record all the national shows we can. It's against law. We record all of our shows, and we've got our archives go back to the day we started this station. So you can go back and listen to me and Linda and I running in circles on our first or second day that we opened up the station. Bob Belongi's crawling underneath the literally crawling underneath the table, still connecting wires. Yeah. You have to go back 365 pages of archives to find it, though. Did I capture that okay, Jared? Because Jared was in the meeting too.
Yeah.
It just happened. I want to make sure it doesn't happen again. I mean, if it can arbitrarily just wipe out a show, that means we have to have people standing by at all hours of the day. And I'm not going to do that. We also are supposedly have a setup there that tells us if we're not transmitting. We were transmitting. There's just nothing there right away. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, Fashion Alliance. who is standing out there, and talk about what's going on with them and what happened with a really, truly fun event. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Perfect place to go find a special gift for your loved one, or perhaps you want to build yourself a bear claw necklace. You can do that at Four Winds Jewelry because they're there to help you design and build those. 2225 Hilltop Drive, great people there. You can go in and get your watch, new battery in that watch, in and out in 5 minutes there. Plus, they have the only full-time watch repairman in the whole Northern California area, right at Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back, 7:30 in the morning here on the 21st.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to an North State with no more homeless pets.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I I've stood on the corner in Winslow, Arizona, buddy. Have you?
I have not.
You need to do it.
But I do have a shirt.
Yeah, somebody really likes you, bought you a shirt there. I've stood on the corner in Winslow, Arizona a couple times. If you've never had a chance to do that, go to Winslow, Arizona when you're traveling. Bye. Take 30 minutes, drive in, and on the corner, standing on the corner, you can stand there with the guy that wrote it and the guy that sang it. They're in life-size statues. And a big mural on the wall, on this brick wall behind you, is a girl by Lord in a flatbed Ford slowing down to look at you. So it's great. Have you seen that?
No.
You have not seen that?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
Maxwell Insurance is bringing us this segment of the show. Maxwell Insurance, with all the fires and everything going on, if you need some help with your homeowner's insurance, give Judy Maxwell a call. She's been able to help people find fire insurance when they've been canceled out by their other, you know, other companies. But Judy's been 100% successful with that. And on her financial side, with everything that's been going on, especially the up and downs of the stock market and under President Biden's administration, if you want a second opinion on a retirement plan or your 401, give Judy or one of her professionals a call at 221-0441. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. I'm here with Jan Kearns. Good morning, Jan.
Good morning. How are you?
Are you picking her up okay?
Okay.
I just want to make sure you're speaking into the mic.
Sure.
How are you?
I'm good for early morning. It's a little earlier than I'm up and talking usually, but
hey,
there you go.
7:30.
God.
Hey, that's okay. I get to stop talking at 9. The rest of the day is quiet. Reading Fashion Alliance Week.
Yeah. Reading Fashion Alliance is up and going and going strong. This week is Reading Fashion Week. It's still Reading Fashion Week. We like to think that most weeks are, but we were topping the week this week with a fashion show gala, our fourth annual. And last week we made the decision, the board and management made the decision that we really needed to postpone it, not cancel, but just postpone it, mainly due to the high number of COVID cases that are happening and in the county right now. So we really thought long and hard. It was a tough decision to make. But thinking about how we could do it safely and put this on for people in this community who are really ready. They're ready for fun things, and they're ready to get out. And but we wanted to be able to do it in a way. We always want to do it in a way that's going to be safe and fun and festive for as many people as feel comfortable to enjoy it. And so we made the decision. We're going to postpone it till April. I was hoping I'd have a date to be able to announce this morning, but there are a lot of logistics that go into a thing like this, and lots of dates to consider, and lots of organizations and other things like rental companies and venues and all those good things. So we are going to announce that date just absolutely as soon as we have it. We want people to put it on their calendars and plan for an even bigger and better event than we would have put on now. Now we have 7 more months to make it bigger. Fabulous. Yeah.
Well, Linda took me by the ear on a couple years ago.
I remember.
Didn't have it last year.
Didn't have, we held it virtually, so
virtually.
We filmed
That's right.
it.
That's right.
But we didn't. But we didn't have an in-person event.
Right. But she took me by the ear a couple years ago and drugged me there. And it just as in most times, I had thoroughly enjoyed myself. I saw another guy that I got with, and he was there, so our family sat together. And it was amazing the types of now all of these designers are from this area.
Yes.
They work in other jobs. Many of them work in other jobs.
Most of them work in other jobs.
Yeah, in fact, one of them, it was a server at one of the places we went to. And I go, I know you. And she designed some beautiful clothes.
Absolutely.
And some of them are, you know, some of them really avant-garde, You know, mm-hmm. I mean, they're out there.
Mm-hmm.
Things that you wouldn't expect. Others are more traditional. Others are for people. You know, it's also for people of all ages. You know, the clothing designs. You know, I mean, when you're a mom and you've got a couple of kids,
right.
or you get a little bit older, you dress maybe a little bit differently than what you did when you're 19.
That's right, and that's really true. One of the things that we are really, our vision and our goal is really to support local fashion design in the far north state. We consider far north anything north of Sacramento, and so we open the show up to anyone mm-hmm. in that area. We've had designers who've been in shows from Arcata. We've had some from the Chico area, but primarily it's easiest for people if they're located right here. We usually have around a dozen designers. We also sponsor 3 emerging designers every year. So I think a couple of years ago when we came on the show,
that's right.
one of those, and last year too, I think, one of those yeah. designers, a couple of those designers were actually on the show as well. And they're doing amazing things. So some people, you're right, it's more avant-garde. It's not something that's really wearable. Other people are really starting generally with a primarily it's a second gig, or it's the thing they really want to do, but they're getting started, and so they've got to make money somehow so they can continue to do that. Anyway, we support 3 emerging designers every year. We give them $1,000. We give them mentorship and classes, worker space in our big maker space that we have access to all the equipment they need, people, experts to kind of help them along, and we really help them launch that collection. And so when people see this this year, which is a combination, so we have it filmed, Ferris Wheel Films is doing an amazing job. We're hearing amazing things about it. It was filmed about a month ago. It's being put together, so it will be a film premiere, okay. as well as a live event. So oh. there will be a live component to the show as well.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Now, Kimberly Bonet had some of her creations in there.
She did.
And the reason I'm bringing this up is her husband, Cleveland, is a friend. They're both friends. And in Cleveland is just a true virtuoso when it comes to piano, and is one of and plays piano for Linda in several of her gigs. She loves having Cleveland there. And that night I found out that Cleveland did a lot of the sewing.
Yes,
for Kimberly.
He is the one who does the sewing. She does the creating.
She does the creating. He does the sewing. And you know, Cleveland's a big guy, and to think that he could get in there and do all that stitching and all that kind mm-hmm. of stuff, I had a great time with it.
Yeah, and
I'm just going to say, hey, look, I've got a, you know, hey, can you hem my jeans? And he said no. Okay, but when we say avant-garde, and you say, yeah, you can't wear it. But why do people design that?
Because it's also an art form, I think, and so mm-hmm. people design some things that that are unexpected, but to see what can happen when you put things together. And so, and they may want to do it for a different reason than mm-hmm. just, when you look at big runway shows,
right.
If you've ever watched Making the Cut or Project Runway or any of those shows.
I can truthfully say no. I haven't.
Okay. Well, so they kind of define runway as more avant-garde versus uh-huh. you probably wouldn't see those designs walking down Fifth Avenue, but they may do something where there's another design that's similar to it, but it's more wearable.
Okay.
And so it's something people go out and buy uh-huh. to wear that.
So one could actually even be a political statement.
It could.
When there.
Absolutely.
Now, can you give an example? I'm going to put you right on the spot. Of an avant-garde, creation that went mainstream.
I'm
trying to think of some that I've seen that, you know, then all of a sudden people start wearing it, you know, a form, you know, a dress or something like, of course, avant-garde 40 years ago.
Yeah, could be,
and that's
really,
what I'm thinking
yeah.
today it could be
or,
something.
Well, or think about the kind of style of the ripped jeans. That probably started
yeah.
out as a, my guess is that it started out as a something not, but, that somebody created to be really out there.
Who would wear torn jeans?
Who would wear, you know,
jeans? Who would wear jeans with holes
in them? I mean, where was there? Yeah.
Everybody, it seems like. Now, it's nice to know that, the jeans I've been riding with the horse and rolled around on the ground and got the rips in it. But see, it's not just a rip. It's got to be a certain rip. It's got to look like that. And I actually saw a pair of jeans the other day. It was such a large hole in them. They're held together by two strategic strips of cloth.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there thinking, now, was this really something you bought?
Could very well have been.
Did you just have a bad day today?
Yeah.
No, it was something because the jeans were new and were kind of new. How can you tell anymore?
So there's an example. Yeah.
Can you imagine the first person that walked down the runway and they got torn jeans and everybody's going, I want one of those.
I have those in my closet in the very back somewhere.
Just pull them. All right. Yeah. I'm here with Jan Kearns from the Reading Fashion Alliance Week. And, of course, their gala was canceled.
It was postponed.
Postponed to April. And we're going to take a quick break and come back. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of a denial? Give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Work injuries can be life-changing. Without treatment, you may never recover. The insurance company has lawyers. Why don't you have a lawyer? Give Patrick a call. You're only going to talk to Patrick. And he takes personal interest in every one of his cases. 262-2168. That's his phone number. He'll be on later on this month. We're going to talk about work injuries and other things when it comes to the legal side. And in fact, he's going to have a regular show with us so we can discuss legal aspects of what's going on in our society. It is 7:46 in the morning. And 63 degrees out there. Your air quality index is great. It's great today. So get outside and enjoy this morning. We'll be right back.
Take it easy. Take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Professionals from all over the world have been working remotely, and the hardest part is finding a great place to focus and get the job done. Drop in Go Working at 155 Lake Boulevard East offers modern and clean workspaces, call booths, conference rooms, and secure fast Wi-Fi. Drop-in's pricing is pay-as-you-go, with bundles of hours as low as $3 an hour. No contracts, no obligation. Drop in Go Working, 155 Lake Boulevard East, next door to Starbucks and Subway across from Waterworks Park. Drop in for an hour or more and try it out. Dropin.mobi. That's dropin.mobi.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spin at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. Hey, Redding Electric Utility, even though we have great air quality right now, they want to remind everybody to make your area as safe as possible. You know, get the trees trimmed up 5 feet off the ground. If you're out in the in our hinterlands here, make sure you've got defensible space out there. Make sure you have go bags. Make sure you're ready to go if you have to leave. And if you are told to leave, get out. Take all the stuff you've prepared already. If you have large animals like horses and you may want to, or people that have a tougher time getting around, you may want to, when they give you the warning, is leave then and not wait until they come and knock on your door if there's going to be any problems like that. Make sure you got carriers for your animals. Make sure you got all your meds. Make sure you got all those things ready to go so that you can just hop in your truck or car and get out of there safely. Redding Electric Utility has literally built a fire break around Redding, but when things get going, sometimes the fires do not pay attention to fire breaks. Okay. I'm here with Jan Kearns from the Redding Fashion Alliance, and a week which is kind of going on now, the gala itself, the premiere, when you can see all of the creations, has been postponed till April, and we'll get back to you on when that's going to be later on, because you'll be back. And we love having the couple of your people. Now, yeah. You say you kind of give scholarships to two or three?
We do. We give a $1,000 scholarship, basically, to three designers who have applied for that, who are promising or, you know, really putting some collections together that and kind of know where they're headed. But we give them that opportunity to have a chance to have the funds that they need, the space that they need, and the mentorship and instruction that they need to be able to really create high-quality garments that will hopefully launch a line, a brand for them, and a line.
Okay, so. Great. Now you're saying that also that there's some other things that can happen from
sure. So one of the things, and it's really been our goal from the very beginning, is to really help support and build the creative economy here in Redding, and really help support bringing fashion design and having Redding be seen as a place where that happens. So that there are lots of pieces to that. One of the reasons that Robin Fader and I started this at the very beginning 5 years ago was because there weren't, we both had our own small businesses where we were designing and creating clothing of one kind or another, and we did not have enough, we couldn't find people who knew how to sew. And so so we started teaching classes for both kids and adults. We started really looking at how do we build that again, and it has grown. We have classes for both children and adults in everything from beginning sewing through fashion design, learning how to create a pattern on your own, learning how to do, take something and create it and modify it so it you make it your own, and how to do that, in a way that's, that comes out with a professional looking garment. The other thing that we do, in order for that to happen, we have to have a skilled workforce, number one. And so, we, this year, actually, and this I can announce, is that starting this fall, we're starting a garment construction class that is going to be sponsored by Shasta College, which is wonderful. It's a class we'll be offering.
It's going to be taught out at Shasta College.
No, it'll be taught at Reading Fashion Alliance.
Oh, okay. But it'll be sponsored by Shasta College.
Sponsored by Shasta College, which is great.
That is great.
Yeah. And so people will be able to take for free a 6-week class, 12 full classes, and our goal is that they'll learn all they need to know to be able to actually utilize a variety of industrial sewing machines, be able to go out and work either for Reading Fashion Alliance as we help designers and create, help them in terms of their small batch manufacturing, to businesses like Reading Canvas and Yates Gear and, there's a mattress company in Cottonwood that makes mattresses there that all need people who know how to sew. Huh. They need to know how to use an industrial sewing machine and be able to sew, sew a variety of fabrics together. So there are lots and lots of businesses out there that need that, but we're really looking at how do we build that skilled workforce in this community so that there are people there who could really help with that creation to be able to build a, to be able to create a small batch, and that's where we're starting, of garments or clothing or whatever it is that they could sell.
Okay, well, this leads to something else, and do we need more clothing, local clothing stores?
There are a couple of local clothing stores that that really feature nice high-end clothing for women. It's very challenging to find that same level of high-end clothing for men, I think, and children.
You mean the Boot Barn doesn't count?
The Boot Barn does a great job.
I'm just kidding.
I know.
I'm just kidding. It seems like I've seen a couple shut down. Only reason I know they shut down is because Linda will tell me about it. But wouldn't it be great if you had, your own store front that would take the clothing that your people are making and offer that?
And actually we do. One of the things we do at Reading Fashion Alliance is we have a retail shop there. People sell, it's on a consignment basis, but it's a very low consignment rate. You can go in, you can find one of a kind items there. You can find clothing
ranging from pantsuits, dresses,
a
dress you could wear out in the evening to a nice thing, event.
So, and it's anything, the requirement that we have to sell there is that it has to be textile based. So it could be home goods, it could be napkins, it could be table runners or quilts, but we don't have very many of those. Most of it is fashion and accessories. So we sell dresses, we sell men's flannel shirts, we sell some t-shirts that have a special kind of a design on them.
Mm-hmm.
We sell some children's clothing as well.
And where's this located at?
And it's right on the corner of Placer and Market Street, 1698 Market. So it's right at the entrance of the promenade, directly across from the county clerk's office.
Oh, okay.
For people who have been around Reading for a long, long time, it was pages years and years ago.
Yeah, okay. So, if you look at the county clerk's office, you kind of casually turn,
and
all the way around, and there it is.
It's right on the west side.
You make a 180.
A 180, and there it is.
There you are.
Yeah.
Well, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Well, Jan Kearns, thank you so much. And
thank you.
As we get closer to the big gala itself, you'll be back on and bring in a couple of your designers on.
Love to do that.
Super.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for coming on. And after the 8 o'clock news, we're going to have Barry Tippin, who is the Reading City Manager. There's a meeting tonight. I think they're going to talk about something about land, but we'll talk about that.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden covering a lot of ground in his first address to the United Nations General Assembly, speaking at UN headquarters in New York this morning. Mr. Biden telling delegates that our collective future hinges on our ability to cooperate on a shared future.
Will we work together to save lives, defeat COVID-19 everywhere, and take the necessary steps to prepare ourselves for the next pandemic, for there will be another one? Or will we fail to harness the tools at our disposal?
Mr. Biden notes the U.S. has poured $15 billion into the worldwide COVID response, referring to the U.S. service members who were killed during a suicide bombing at the Kabul, Afghanistan airport. The president says we lost 13 American heroes last month. An autopsy is scheduled today on a body believed to be that of Gabby Petito. Correspondent Julie Walker says Petito disappeared during a cross-country road trip with her boyfriend.
A man who saw Petito and boyfriend Brian Laundrie fighting in Moab, Utah in August called 911 to report domestic violence, according to the call from the Grand County Sheriff's Office.
We drove by and a gentleman was slapping the girl.
He was slapping her?
Yes, and then we stopped. They ran up and down the sidewalk. He proceeded to hit her.
Later on, police body cam video shows them getting pulled over and separated, with Petito crying. Her body was found Sunday in Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming, according to the FBI.
Laundrie now the subject of a police manhunt in Florida. Seems that Chicago's mayor's had a change of heart about defunding the police after slashing almost $60 million from the law enforcement budget last year. Mayor Lori Lightfoot will propose boosting police spending. Chicago dealing with a serious spike in violent crime. Wall Street, the Dow down 42 points. The NASDAQ is off 8. The S&P down 8 points as well. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy!
Nerves are on edge on one Spanish island in the grip of a natural disaster.
Several small earthquakes have shaken the Spanish island of La Palma as rivers of lava continue to flow toward the sea and a new vent blows open on the mountainside. This one, at 3,000 feet, is north of the ridge, where the volcano first erupted on Sunday, after a week of thousands of smaller earthquakes. That so-called earthquake swarm was a warning a bigger eruption was likely, allowing more than 5,000 people to be evacuated, critically avoiding casualties. Unstoppable rivers of lava have rolled down the hillsides, burning and crashing everything ahead. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's Liberal Party securing victory in parliamentary elections. However, he failed to get the majority that he sought. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A legal challenge to a recently enacted state pro-life law.
A San Antonio doctor who defied the new Texas restrictions on abortion providers has been sued by two people in a first test of the legality of the near-total ban on the procedure. Former attorneys in Arkansas and Illinois have filed lawsuits against Dr. Alan Braid. In a weekend Washington Post opinion column, Braid became the first Texas abortion provider to publicly reveal he violated the law that took effect September 1st. The Texas law prohibits abortions once medical professionals can detect cardiac activity, which is usually around 6 weeks. While the law forbids prosecutors from taking criminal action, it allows private citizens to sue the providers and claim at least $10,000 in damages if successful. I'm Mike Gracia.
And again on Wall Street this hour, stocks in the red. The Dow is down 41 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Tuesdays and Thursdays, Linda's on assignment. It is 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage, leading the fight against COVID-19 or in the variant. I'm not even sure which 19 anymore, 19 plus. Today, the 21st of September. And the news is brought to you by, I already said that. So now I'm going to Jared. I just got carried away there.
All right, it's currently 64 degrees, and today we're going to see a high of 96, a low of 60. Tomorrow, a high of 91, a low of 61. On Thursday, a high of 94, a low of 63. Friday, a high of 97, a low of 61. Saturday, a high of 93 with a low around 59. And Sunday, a high with around 91 with a low of 57.
Okay, wow. Good news, and your air quality index today is 3, which means good. So if you, for everybody, you can walk outside and actually take a deep breath. Go for a walk, go for a run, take your dog out, take your horse out, let the cattle graze. It's good weather out there and a great air quality index. Lake Shasta water level is down 171 feet, so, but it only means there's only 895 feet of water left in Shasta Lake. However, if you try to launch a boat at Antlers, you may want to get something that's really light that you can walk a couple miles before you put it in the water. The news, weather report, the air quality index, water, lake water reports, all brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, locally operated out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. I'm here with the Reading City Manager, Barry Tippin. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning.
And I have to say this, as I say every time, I call Barry and say, hey, Barry, I'd like to have you on the show. And Barry has never said no. We may not have agreed on, you know, on a Monday or a Tuesday, but it will be within a couple of days of that because, you know, you're busy. And today is city council meeting. I'm surprised that you are showing up here.
Maybe I'm hiding out.
You're hiding
out. Yeah.
Okay. We might as well start with the elephant that's walking around the room, and that was the unsolicited offer to buy the Civic Auditorium land and all that land around Turtle Bay and the rodeo grounds made by a company called Populous, which, by the way, their front man for this and their head architect is from Reading from this area.
No, Shasta High grad.
Yeah, Shasta High grad. Turtle Bay's in on it, the McConnell Foundation's on it, and, of course, K2, And I will tell you that this Friday, Danny Knott from K2, and hopefully Shannon Phillips from McConnell will be joining us to discuss this, to listen to what they're thinking of. So, was this a surprise?
Yeah, I mean, it was a surprise. I wasn't totally surprised when I got the actual written offer because they did ask in advance, how would we forward this? And so, you know, I told them, well, you would put together a proposal and you would send it to me and I would present it to the council. And then, you know, we would see where that went. And so, you know, when I actually got the written document, it wasn't a total surprise. It was when they asked me the first time, because obviously we weren't expecting anything like that. But, you know, I think it's a really good thing to start the conversation. I think everybody would recognize that that piece of land down there is, or the several pieces of land is a gem that we would all, I think, like to see it grow in a fashion that's super beneficial to the community. And if this is nothing more than a catalyst to start the conversation, that's awesome. But if it turns out to something even better than that, even better.
I agree. It's time to get off the dime down there. And a lot of times we get complacent. And people say, oh, we need this, we need that, but nobody does anything about it. Our area is developing. Our downtown is developing. There's other people. Palomar just sold off to a guy named Dutton. And to finish up Jed's subdivision, but he's also built, they've built other subdivisions around here during that 2007 time frame, so they've come back.
Yeah, D.R. Horton is
D.R. Horton
is one of the biggest developers, subdividers in the nation.
Yeah.
Fortune 500 company, and they're interested in, you know, our market. I think that's, yeah, it says a bunch for what's happening around here.
Now, I've seen the plan that has been presented that I think is going to be briefed tonight at the Reading City Council. If you can be there, that's great. It'll be probably toward the end of the agenda items. If you can't be there, it's you can watch it on video.
Yeah, you can watch it streamed off of our website. You can also watch it on Charter cable channels. Not positive which one they're on right now.
Neither am I.
You can watch it on Charter.
Mike Flanagan can tell you though.
Yeah, but you can stream it and it'll show everything.
Okay. This is a huge buy. This just the concept is huge for Reading. What's your biggest concern about this, Barry?
Yeah, I think, you know, you need to look at it from the standpoint of, you know, starting with what does it have to be? It has to be a long-term, meaning 50, 100 years, benefit to the community. You know, it can't be just a private development, you know, on a piece of city land that we sold. It has to be way more than that. And so my biggest concern is how do you make sure that that's preserved? How do you make sure that whatever happens there is a community asset for essentially evermore? And there's a lot of ways I think you can approach that, and it all would come out in the wash. It could be through leasing the land instead of outright selling it. It could be that there's, you know, financial partnerships that the city actually invests in some of this and becomes a financial partner. You know, I think lesser ways to do it is to, you know, make sure that there's covenants laid upon the land that gives us some criteria and control over what happens there. So I think there's ways to do it. I think, you know, we would need to get the, you know, smarter attorneys in the room, and help us to make sure that whatever deal was struck, whether it's with this group or a future group, that it's one in which we can ensure, not only, you know, the, city council, but of course the public at large, that what gets built there is going to be truly for the benefit of the community. And if somebody makes money at the same time, great.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
No, I'm fully into that. Yeah. But it also has to be something that the people have a lot to say, or they should be able to be in on the whole process. I mean, there's certain things maybe, but I mean, for the whole process from the beginning, like Aaron Dett, she says we're not going to do this in closed session.
Yeah, and they never would have. Right. So, you know, that was sort of
that was, people got excited about that.
Yeah, and so maybe I should back up. You know, so there's a council policy. I can't remember which number it is, but land transactions happen, not transactions, but the discussion of price and terms of land sales happen in closed session. It is not only a council policy recommendation, but is standard practice that when we get an unsolicited offer to purchase land, it first shows up in closed session. And, you know, having no other direction, that's what we did. The council did what they felt was the right thing to do. They said, you know what, we're not going to discuss that. We're going to bring it to open session.
Mm-hmm.
So if you ask me, the system worked perfectly well.
Yeah.
You know, it was agendized. People commented on it. The council decided to change their mind and on how they would approach that. Great. The council has that option. They can make that decision anytime they wish.
I know that you put out when they're looking at, is it not, you can't hear? Okay.
That's, I can hear you, so I can, I'm good.
Okay, we'll switch that during the break. I thought we had that fixed yesterday. The part about the, when you put out there in the agenda, you just put down the plat pieces.
The APN numbers, yeah.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people don't look at that.
It's actually easier to find in some ways. So several of those APN numbers actually have multiple addresses. So it almost makes it more confusing with certain pieces of property. Actually, if you go to RGS, you can just search the APN numbers. If you just
right.
Google the APN
but
number,
the second,
it'll tell you where
the
it's
second
at.
Time you did it, though, was really you had APN numbers, but then you put down land surrounding the civic auditorium.
Right. Well, you wouldn't do that on a closed session agenda. There's a different language, if you will, that you would put on the open session versus closed. And, you know, I always ask that question. You know, hey, would you put the addresses on it if you had to do it again? It's like, well, sure. It's not uncommon for us to do APN numbers. And so, yeah, hindsight is everything. Yeah. Right.
I understand.
If that would have made people feel much more comfortable about it, but I doubt it would have, quite frankly, because you still would have been a closed session regardless of where the property was. So I get the angst that people had. You know, I just assure everybody that there was nothing nefarious going on, and it always would have been an open session discussion. It always would have happened in open session. The fact that the council may have discussed it at first in a closed session environment would not have changed any of that.
No. And I think people need to understand that this was never – this thing was just it's way too big.
Yeah.
It has way too much of an impact on thousands of people.
Well, we virtually don't do any final land deals. I mean we have another land deal on consent tonight, you know, for Stillwater Business Park. We're selling another piece of property
Ally?
Out there.
To Ally?
Yeah. And so.
We talked about that earlier.
Yeah. And we had closed session discussions on price and terms. And now it's on the open session. And because of the big agenda tonight, it's going to be on consent because there's really not much there. It's selling a piece of property that everybody knows we should sell and is for appraised value. So, you know, we're off and running.
Yeah, good. How much is that appraised for now?
I don't recall.
It was 600 and something.
Yeah, it's going to be about the same. You know, we haven't noticed the vacant land going up tremendously. So it might go up, you know, by $10,000, $15,000. But we haven't seen a major growth in the Stillwater Business Park in 2018 to now.
Okay, we're with Redding City Manager Barry Tippin. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living, Northern California's premier retirement community. You're tired of taking care of all the things around your house? Well, why not go to River Commons Senior Living? Beautiful living accommodations, gourmet chef, transportation if you want it, pet friendly. They've got it all right there at River Commons Senior Living. Worry less, smile more. Give them a call at 238-5981. Talk to Brian. Arrange a tour. Have lunch. Find out why so many people love living at River Commons Senior Living. It's not an assisted living facility. It's for all of us active seniors. We'll be right back.
Okay, let's get that note.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Hey, Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet. Join me and my friends every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. with the California Adventure District radio show, where we talk about all the amazing adventures to be had in our area, from climbing Mount Shasta, hiking the trails, kayaking, overlanding, and camping with Bigfoot. We have it all. California Adventure District. Less people, more adventure. Listen Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Amarillo by morning. Up from San Antonio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I heard him sing that in Albuquerque, New Mexico at a country western bar. It was a pretty large place, but I heard him sing it that night and thought, yeah, I like that song. And I've been listening to it ever since.
That's a good one.
It's a good one. 8:21 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. One of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by the Watson Health Organization, one of the top-rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They have the TAVR valve replacement there, where instead of getting your chest cracked open, they can go in through an artery and replace that valve in your heart. You can be up that day and out of the hospital the next. I mean, there are so many things that Shasta Regional Medical Center is doing to help the health of our community. Healing starts here. With Barry Tippin, who is the Redding City Manager. We're talking about the unsolicited proposal, and there's been no the important thing is there's been no decisions made one way or the other. What are the decisions, though, that after the proposal and talking about it, that the city can do?
So let's start with one key factor, and that is the council can't do anything with negotiating a land sale in any way, shape, or form until they go through a process called the Surplus Property Act, which is required by the state of California. So that, if the council wants to move any direction to sale, that's first and foremost. They cannot even begin to negotiate in any way, shape, or form before that's done. And that involves a whole bunch of processes that we could talk about, but just know that it takes like 60 to 90 days minimum.
Okay.
So, but the options that are before the council is really do nothing and just say, we like where it's at now. That doesn't mean that they can't do something next year or whatever, but just for now, they just want to stop and just do nothing. The second option is that they could say, you know what, we like this idea of master plan. In fact, that's been discussed by the city off and on for about, you know, 20 years. About every 3 to 4 years, we talk about it.
Yeah.
But it's expensive. And so they could say, you know what, we think we're financially able to do this, so let's just do the master plan ourselves.
Right.
And then decide what we're going to do after that. The third option would be to, you know, it's a great idea to work with a private sector individuals and companies, but we don't want to just do it with this one solicited offer, unsolicited offer, and do it with solicited offers and go out and
request for proposals.
Exactly.
Right.
And then the last one is that they have this unsolicited offer that's been proffered to them. They could decide they want to take that one up. And if they decide they want to take that one up, they really can't do anything tonight. They would have to say, that's interesting. Why don't we see what the process for surplusing this property is, and then we'll see what the next steps are.
Okay. If they decide, and I'm just throwing this out, if they say, you know what, this isn't a bad idea, but we'd like you to spend your money on this idea for this master plan, but we want to have input, and our citizens want to have input on this. Is that possible?
Well, it's actually required. So any master plan that would be done
has
to have massive public input. It just does. There's no such thing as a master plan that doesn't have, you know, a number of key elements and charrettes, they call them, you know, for design meetings and a lot of outreach, surveys, and then also a master plan by definition is approved by the city council. The city council is the only legislative body that has the ability to actually zone and lay down the requirements of pieces of property within the city limits. And so that in itself is a public hearing. You know, so there's just going to be multiple opportunities for public comment, public input, public discussion.
The other thing, too, is the city council that originally takes us on will probably not be the city council that votes later on.
Yeah, the likelihood is a master plan effort itself is 2-3 years long.
Right.
And so it's possible that there will be a different council. It's possible it would be the same council.
Yeah, it's possible. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you both doing?
I'm living a dream, Terry.
I'm glad, Carl. A couple of things. First of all, it sounds to me like it's financially beneficial philanthropy, which sounds like an oxymoron, but as you said, Barry, that is that people who are philanthropists are making a profit, are making money. And just that term alone, financially beneficial philanthropy, sounds nefarious, which is a very good word. The other thing, you talked about the Surplus Property Act. That depends on the workload, to be honest with you. 60 days, probably. And then you jump from that to the master plan. But the game in play right now is the McConnell Foundation and the other organizations. Number one, they're the only ones who came to us. And when ever did another bid take away a sale to the McConnell Foundation in the city's history? So it does sound a bit nefarious. Now, would it bring jobs? That'd be great. Okay, that'd be great. There's a lot of people who don't want the casino on the freeway. I think it would be good bringing jobs. However, this does sound nefarious. Financially beneficial philanthropy is an oxymoron, and that's exactly what's going on here. So
Terry, hang on for a sec. So I think what you're not incorporating here is that there are two philanthropic groups, nonprofits, who are involved, but there's two for-profit entities that are involved as well in Populous and K2 development. I personally have no idea what their inner workings are, what their arrangements are, what their agreements are. I have no idea, nor does any of us except for them. So, you know, I don't suspect that we will know until and if the council decides to move forward.
Would that mean that that these four groups have gotten together as a proposal as one entity? Is that what happened?
The proposal that was given to us has all four of them listed as partners in this.
So again, I go back to financial philanthropy. So that's, I'm not saying this is a bad thing. I'm just saying it does sound nefarious. And to try to put it off that it's not, you know, usually when you have a group of people, as you know, usually one party's in control, pretty much. I mean, there's got to be somebody there who's sort of leading the pack. And again, has the McConnell Foundation ever lost a sale from the city of Reading when somebody else bid? I would say no.
Terry,
and I've been here for 45 years.
All right,
never
Terry,
seen it.
I think you've made your point and on this, and I have an answer to that, but I've got to take a break here. So thank you for your phone call.
Have a great day, guys.
Thank you. When nefarious, I'm not sure if that's the word I would use. However, as the city, what the city council has to do is if an idea comes to them, and I will just say it right out here, my friends, I don't know if this is the plan it should be. I think, though, that we as a city need to think outside the box a little bit. How will that benefit us? Will the city get money in their coffers? Will it not cost the taxpayers a buttload for years on down the line? Will it be something that brings people into our city? Will it protect the Reading Rodeo Association, the Asphalt Cowboys? These are all things that we, and Terry, I expect you to be there too with everybody else that comes in on these questions that all have to be answered, because it may not be this organization.
Yeah, I have no idea. And also I would say that, you know, the idea that staff would somehow not bring this to the city council, you know, is a system we don't want to live in. You know, this is not the type of proposal that staff should be making determinations on how
you
we
can't.
Move forward. It's
no,
just,
you can't
yeah.
Do that.
So, you
no.
know, the fact of the matter is we were given a proposal and it has to be vetted by the city council. That's
right.
The way the system works.
And you may not like the people in it.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, and that can be a personal thing or it can be things you've observed, but it doesn't mean that the city council is going to approve it. We just went through the five things they can do, including, thank you very much, and don't let the door hit you on the butt on the way out.
Yeah, and I'd also say that K2 and McConnell and the CRDC are all partnered up developing downtown right now. So,
yeah.
And I don't know exactly what that relationship is, but from my vantage point, it seems to be working pretty well.
Okay, we're here with Barry Tippin, Reading City Manager. This portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. Hey, head on over to Quick and Clean Car Wash. It's right down here on the corner of Eureka and Market Street, right by Dutch Bros. You get a great car wash. It's that brushless kind. The people there are really friendly. Your car comes out clean and shiny. They hand wipe it down. You can't get a better place there. Now, if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. You buy 10, you get 3 free. That's Quick and Clean. They've been in this area, in that area right there, for about 100 years. So think about that. Quick and Clean Car Wash. We'll be right back.
I'll be bucking at the county fair. Amarillo by morning. Amarillo, I'll be there.
Nothing says hang on to summer like classic root beer float treats. At Black Bear Diner, they paired sweet root beer and decadent vanilla cream in a dreamy cream pie filling to make a root beer float pie, served in a graham cracker crust and topped with whipped cream and maraschino cherries. Grab one with your meal or box one up to go. Always shareable, always delicious. But hurry! Serve this month only at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, where you can always feed your inner bear. Dine-in, delivery, and carry-out available.
Black Bear Diner.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients.
Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
To the town of Albrea rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip.
Our guest is Reading City Manager Barry Tippin with the big iron on his hip.
Yeah, right.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments only. I'm going down there today to get my hair trimmed. The only place I've had my hair cut in Redding, California. These are absolutely great people. Man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. As I said, Barry Tippin is our guest, the Redding City Manager. We're talking about that unsolicited proposal to build the land down there. We'll finish up with this, and I want to get into this this grant that y'all just got too. Two things: the people that build this. I'm just, and nothing's been approved to anybody, but I'm just using this. I just want to have these questions. If Populous builds this arena, and they're talking 15,000. People, multi-use arena. One of the things you pointed out, they've got contacts all over the world. But who runs the arena? It's not them. It's not the city.
Yeah,
or would it be the city?
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, that type of arena, you usually do that under, depending on who has, you know, sort of that control of the operations. Mm-hmm. Typically, you would put out a RFP and you would hire, based on those companies that come in to run these event centers. And so that would be under contract. Now, whether it's under contract with the city or whether it be under contract with, you know, a different developer, you know, that certainly hasn't been discussed in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah. It's not big enough for a pro football team. Probably not. Okay.
Yeah.
It'd be somebody else that would be running the property. Well, I can't wait to see what happens with this one. And after the meeting tonight, we'll have comments on it tomorrow, and Mike DeQuisto, in fact, is coming in tomorrow morning and talk about what happened. The second thing, I know because we have to let you out of here, you've got another meeting, but you're going to hold here as long as you can. I just saw that y'all just got a grant for multi-housing structures. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, and it's one of many grants that we go after. And, you know, the housing department within the city of Redding is really focused on, infrastructure as far as affordable housing goes or income eligible housing. And so this current grant we've received is associated with, you know, the rebuild of communities after wildfire. So ours was the 2018 car fire, of course. And so we've been applying for and received grant money. And the idea is that we will go out and we'll do, you know, multifamily rental rehab, or it could be new construction as well, where we would help developers build facilities or rehabilitate facilities if they purchase them. And then it will be available for, you know, rent from income eligible households.
Okay. So what are we talking about? 100, 200, 300?
You know, number of units?
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, it's really dependent on, you know, the costs of each door is the way we look at it. It's the cost for the door. And costs have gone up significantly. I think everybody knows that. And so dependent on whether it's a brand new facility, which, you know, is very costly to build, and it could be as much as, you know, $200,000, $300,000 a door, or an existing place that is not too bad, and we could get it down to $50,000 to $75,000 a door. So it really depends on who comes in and what their projects are.
Okay. But the big thing, though, is there'd be more housing available, because if you just look out, you'll see that there's people, or if you just kind of survey even Facebook, you'll see that people are looking for places to live that want to move here.
Yeah, it's really important that we continue to work on building that housing stock. And that we do what we can. Of course, most of our funding is going to go towards those who are income eligible. And I think what's important for people to understand is that that could easily be if somebody's working at, you know, a local home goods store or something like that, you know, and they're eligible for this. So a lot of times it's you know, what you might refer to as the working poor, you know. Then we have other types of housing, which is transitional housing, which would be to help the homelessness issue is getting people from the streets into more permanent housing. And so we work on that as well. The most recent example would be working on what's being referred to as micro shelters or emergency sleeping cabins. And so we're working on that with a number of individuals to see if we can't get a very, very low barrier location for people to spend up to 10 months at while they're trying to get a hold of their life, and they can move into more permanent housing and get off the streets.
Is that based on the fact that they've got to be in programs and everything? This is just not giving them free housing.
That's correct. So, and this is what I mean by super low barrier is that, you know, it's not a program where if you show up one evening and you've happened to have a relapse and, you know, you're inebriated, you're not kicked out of the program. You know, it's intended to help those people get from the streets into permanent housing. And so it's a very low barrier. It is attacking it at a level that is not available anywhere else in the city of Reading because it doesn't have strings attached for the programs.
Okay.
But the programs are required.
As they are.
Yeah.
Plus the fact the state's pushing cities. Taking away our zoning.
Yeah, the state continues to press down on what we call local control and, you know, making laws that require us to approve certain projects, regardless of whether it makes sense for our locality.
What do you see the as the biggest concern that you have here in the next year?
Well, it's interesting you asked me that. I spoke at a Rotary Club couple weeks ago, and they asked me the same question, and kind of caught me off guard because obviously, you know, funding and public safety and, you know, all of that is always at the top of the list. But they said, other than funding. And so I thought about that, and I thought, you know, just like the rest of the country and the state, you know, what we really need to be working on is unity. You know, we can do a lot as a community if we work together. You know, we don't have to all agree on everything, but if we had a better sense that people were trying to move in, you know, positive ways, if they were moving in a manner that they felt was the right thing to do, but wasn't, you know, based on, you know, some ugly, selfish reason, we'd all be better off. And so I really worry about that in terms of how we actually make the best decisions for the community as a whole is if the community as a whole itself has some trust in itself.
Well, we can't be a democracy in that sense. It's got to be we've elected officials. You may not like what they're doing, and there's recourse for that, as we know. But we need to also kind of start trusting the officials. But the officials, on the other hand, have to have the transparency that builds that trust.
Agreed.
And so, and this one here, this unsolicited proposal is going to be, I think it's going to be a huge test. And that people will, if it's done correctly, I think people will have, everybody will have their say in what happens now.
Yeah, I'm not concerned about that at all.
No.
Yeah.
And but see, what that does, though, that builds that unity that you're talking about. And it's funny, you know, we're only a few days away from 9/11. Country had unity back then.
Yeah, absolutely. Car fire.
The
community had great unity.
Everybody came together on that one.
So, you know, we've proven we can do it. If we want to.
That's true.
Yep.
We're with Barry Tippin, who's the Reading City Manager. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance. When you reach the age of Barry, pretty soon you start having these aches and sprains, and they're not serious injuries, but you need to get yourself back into a tune there. Well, go to Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang. They are experts in this. They'll get you back into the fray and have you feeling great again. They'll help you rehab any of those shoulder or knee or back injuries that you may have, strengthen those areas, and ensure that you don't have those problems. Give them a call at 533-5030. 533-5030, and they're located in the Sunset Shopping Center at 3673 Eureka Way. We'll be right back.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our head. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spend at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Reading Electric Utility, like more than 2,000 utilities across the country, is a nonprofit public power agency owned by the customers. This year, we are celebrating 100 years of serving the city of Reading. October 3rd through the 9th is Public Power Week, and we celebrate the benefits of living in a public power community. These benefits include low rates and local control. Community ownership means your money stays right here in Reading. Publicly owned utilities like REU provide excellent service and work directly for the community.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
We got winners, we got losers, chain smokers and boozers, and we got yuppies, we got bikers, and we've got thirsty hitchhikers, and the girls next door dress up like movie stars.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Tomorrow, Michael DeQuisto will be on, Reading City Council member, and we'll discuss what happened at the meeting tonight. If the meeting tonight, of course, is our regular City Council meeting, except there is going to be a briefing by Populous and the other three entities that did an unsolicited bid to the City of Reading to buy the area around the Civic Art. Yep. And before you get excited, if you're just tuning in, we have Barry Tippin here, who's Reading City Manager. There's a lot of steps this has to take before it goes anywhere. So tonight they're just briefing it. And you can see it on the website at the Reading City Reading City Government portal. You can be there. You can watch it on TV on our local community channel and find out what their concept is, and from according to Barry, there's like five different things that the city council can do.
Absolutely.
Yep. From accepting it to, okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, and they really,
and we don't accept it. Yeah.
Yeah, and I had a poor choice of words on the staff report where on that one I said accept. In reality, they can't really even accept it tonight.
Right.
They could indicate that they like it or, you know, but yeah, they can't really enter negotiations. And so I'll make that clear to the council tonight during my opening remarks that
okay,
they really can't accept it. They really should just receive the presentation.
Right.
And if they think they might like it, then they need to have us bring back information on the Surplus Property Act.
Okay. All right. Reading is probably one of the few places in California that actually grew in this last census. Since so many people moved out, we lost a congressperson. Why? Why do you think that is?
Yeah, I think there's a number of reasons. I think number one is that with technology and with the pandemic, which accelerated, you know, e-living, if you will, by probably 10 years, whether it's your commerce or whether it's the ability to work from home. And so I think people naturally don't want to live, you know, in very, very crowded spaces. They may like the culture that, you know, the Bay has or the concerts, but day in and day out, I think we all recognize that it's kind of nice to be away from that. So I think we're seeing some of that. I think we're seeing some resurgence after the Great Recession. You know, we suffered tremendously, as many communities did. But if you think about the cycles of development, usually you have subdivisions followed by commercial, followed by subdivision, followed by commercial.
Yeah.
And so we had a lot of subdivisions built, and so we had a lot of commercial pent-up energy, if you follow that line of reasoning or you believe in it. And so we had a lot of rooftops. So you're seeing this commercial resurgence. You're seeing this new Costco's, and we had the Save Mart across the street, and we saw a new Les Schwab, and we're seeing all these mm-hmm. commercial entities come in, and that's going to grab the interest of other developers and look for ways to continue that cycle and continue to build towards, you know, a more prosperous community. So we're seeing companies like D.R. Horton or Clayton Homes come in who are larger, you know, not local, because they see that market and they see that market growth. And then, of course, downtown. resurgent.
It's really exploding downtown. It's all around me. All around Linda and I. We go out and look at it,
And positive growth downtown and positive developments in a downtown is a proven economic development.
We need a movie theater downtown.
Yeah. And then you're seeing air travel pick up. So you're seeing not only are we using it, but you're seeing the, more airlines coming in and providing better service. And so all of those things sort of, they build on each other, right? It's this momentum that begins to grow. And I think we're at the very start of that, and we'll see if it, grows and becomes a big momentum or if it begins to peter out and sort of level off.
Okay. Well, like you said, with the airlines is a big thing. We're going to have the Denver flights.
We hope so. That's not a guarantee yet, but we're still working with United, and we have a grant.
Yeah, I trust the city manager. I think he's a former Marine. He's all excited about it. I think that can happen. We'll have him back on as we talking about that. But we've got a number of flights that go out of here every day.
And they're really doing a good job. And most people who fly on it say they're pretty full, and that's really what we need to have. If we want to maintain a busy, robust airport, and we want it to expand so we have Terminal 2, how often would that be? Then we have to use it. We have to actually use it.
We need a flight to Las Vegas.
We had one, right? Allegiant Air was a direct flight to Las Vegas. And it actually was full, but what I heard was that, Ready Nights being, very frugal, they wouldn't buy the packages. They'd just say, well, hey, you fly me down there for a good price, and then I'll just do my own package
down
there.
We had flights to Las Vegas.
Yes, we did for a couple years.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, from like 05 to 07, something like that.
Oh, 05 to 07. Yeah. That was before I was there, Barry.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Yep.
I know you got to run. You got another meeting here at 9 o'clock, but I appreciate you coming in.
Of course.
I think I would urge people, if you want to find out what the prospect or the proposal is to tune in tonight to the show. Oh, I mean to the meeting.
Yeah, to the show.
I said to the show. And find out what Populous is talking about, along with K2, Turtle Bay, and McConnell Foundation. Their vision down there. And again, the city council will probably, they'll accept it, or not accept, but they will listen to the proposal, but there'll be no decisions at all.
Yeah, the only decisions will be probably to tell us to come back with more information or direct us to begin a process that would be surplusing the property or something of that nature, but there will be no final decisions tonight by any stretch.
Okay. Thanks very much for being with us.
Sure.
And I love the idea, first of all, even if it's unsolicited and it doesn't go any further than Populous, but it goes out from there, is that we've moved forward down there and making it growing Reading, because that could be absolutely a huge thing when it comes to revenue for the city, for jobs for people, for bringing in people, and this could be good or bad, but from all over, to take a look at just how great this area is.
Yeah, it's a good time to have the discussion.
Yeah, it is. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Tomorrow, like I said, Michael DeQuisto from the City Council will join us. I'll try to, hey, Barry, can I have two City Council people in here? Is that fair? Okay, I can have two, but I can't have three. Okay, maybe I'll try and get somebody, another one of the City Council members in here to discuss this also. What their thoughts on this is. Two different points of view on this unsolicited proposal. The reason I keep saying unsolicited, my friends, is this: city didn't go out and ask for this. This came in from a guy from Populous, started with Populous, from a young man that grew up here, went to Shasta High, saw the growth that we're having right now downtown and the different things that are happening, and this is the senior architect for Populous, which is an international company, and he thought this would be a great place for a entertainment venue. When I say entertainment, that includes sports. I like to think of the rodeo. It can be you want to get one of the big name groups in here that can fill up a 15,000 person stadium. Instead of having to drive to San Francisco or Sacramento and have this as a venue that the Eagles or other large acts that come through that fill up stadiums here, it can be used for of course our local events, and I'm sure that would be part of it. Whoever has it, you've got to make room for all of our local events. And the and I know some people say, well, why do we have the rodeo? Rodeo's a moneymaker, plus the fact it's something that I think the people of this area really support is the Reading Rodeo. So why not be able to have it indoors? How about a arena that can be open so you can enjoy good weather, but close it when it becomes 112 outside? I mean, these are all thoughts. You be thinking of them, because what I'd like to see is the city council go out and say, give us 10 ideas or 20 ideas, take 1,000 ideas, and have a committee of citizens and that come up with, and they forward the 10 best ideas in their opinion about how this how this should look, how this this complex would work, no matter who builds it. It really doesn't make any difference as long as we keep moving forward. So, Jared, we have reached another end of another grueling two-hour session here.
It was tough.
You know, it was. The fact is the chat room was actually, two of them didn't show up today. Two of our main chatters didn't show up. Maybe they slept in this morning. Maybe I should I be concerned? Tumbleweed and Jesus? Maybe. I'm not sure. Anyway, hey, everybody, have a great day. The Air Quality Index is wonderful out there. Go for a walk. Get outside. Take a deep breath. Because we never know when the wind shifts. And also, I have to say, is because of the wind, they cut out. They cut off 3,800 homes from electricity and businesses, PG&E. Aren't you glad you live in REU country? It's good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.